You are listening to the Mother of All Podcasts.
Each week, we will break down a popular topic revolving around parenting and relate it back to our own lives. We're not parenting experts, but we're living out parenting each day and sharing our experiences along the way.
Hey everyone, so if you haven't already heard, Taylor and I are affiliates for the Go Guarded company. The way I learned about them is because I am a runner and I love anything that can make me feel comfortable on my run. So Jody Fisher is fabulous. We had an episode with her previously. She talks about the company and all the wonderful products that she has for anybody who's a runner, likes to be active, out, hiking, walking across campuses, walking to your car, any way to keep females and males safe in any instance. So go ahead and go to our show notes, click the link, use the code M-O-T-H-E-R in all caps. So that's mother in all caps for 10% off. And you will love this. I promise. You'll love it. Welcome back to the Mother of All Podcast. This is one of your hosts, Sam.
And I'm Taylor.
And today we are so excited to say that we have someone from Friends of Kids with Cancer. We have Kelly McKee on with us today, and she is here to join us. So thank you, Kelly, for coming on and spending time with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Very excited to have you on our show. Yeah.
So for our listeners, would you mind kind of giving a little background of yourself and kind of maybe how you got involved with Friends of Kids with Cancer?
Of course. So I am the clinical program facilitator at Friends of Kids with Cancer. I've been there for about 10 months now. I'm a music therapist by trade. And so before that, I had created the music therapy program for Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. And during the time that I was working there over the last 6 years or so, I worked with Friends of Kids with Cancer a lot. On the other side of things, as a hospital partner, I came to events. I supported fundraisers, those types of things. And I really saw, you know, the day-to-day impact that the charity had on the kids that I supported at Cardinal Glennon. So when I had the opportunity to come over and join the programming team, that was really exciting. And that's kind of how I ended up there. Prior to Cardinal Glennon, I created a music therapy program for SSM Hospice. So I was at SSM between Glennon and Hospice for about 9 years. And before that, I got my master's in music therapy at New York University, but, you know, ended up back in the Midwest. I'm a small town Missouri girl at heart, you know, so it was kind of came full circle. And when I was interning in New York during grad school, I found myself at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. And that's really where I found out that my heart would be in oncology. And I've kind of, you know, been in the hem-onc world ever since then. And again, getting to be part of the Friends of Kids with Cancer organization and supporting this community of families in a little different way has been nothing short of awesome. I can't believe it's been almost a year. It's very exciting. We have the dream team for sure.
That's amazing.
Yes. I love your background. I love the fact that you came in it through a different role.
Yes.
You got to see that clinical side.
Yeah, I think it's been really beneficial because in this role that I'm in, it's a new role to the organization. Program team has grown from 2 to 3 people with the addition of this role that I'm in. And really the idea was to just kind of have even more of like a personal touch and like hands-on presence at all three of the treatment centers and getting to kind of be that liaison between the charity and the families and hospital partners. And it's pretty perfect for my background, I guess. And I'm really loving that aspect of it, getting to get to know all the parents and all the kids and support them, make sure they have the resources that they need.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's so neat. And especially like music therapy, which for a lot of people who might be listening, it might be something new that they haven't heard of. Do you mind actually kind of explaining what that is?
Sure. So music therapy, I guess, you know, the nutshell definition would be it's the clinical use of music within a therapeutic relationship to work on non-musical goals. So I always say that like you kind of imagine like, you know, a traditional therapist or counselor where you're primarily talking, right? You're just adding music as a modality to that talk therapy. And you're also working on things with your patients or clients that are like, you know, helping with pain management or anxiety or self-expression or social engagement, legacy building, all these different things. You're working on those kinds of goals instead of like a band teacher or a piano teacher where your goal is proficiency in an instrument or, you know, proficiency in a piece of music.
Right.
I think that's beautiful.
That's pretty neat. Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. There's a lot of times when, you know, they're just like, aren't the right words for things, but it can come out musically. Or, you know, maybe someone else has written a song that like gets right to the core of like how you actually feel about something. It's not as scary to talk about when it's lyrics that someone else has written. So it's a pretty awesome field to be in for sure. And I'm staying a little bit connected to that by, you know, I am the past president of the Midwestern region for the American Music Therapy Association. And I've been an adjunct professor of music therapy for the last couple of years at Maryville University and West Virginia University.
You are an amazing person. You know that?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, you're an amazing person.
Currently, I'm in I just started a PhD program in counseling psychology at UMSL. So that's kind of something that I'm hoping will really add to the current skill set that I have and for this role that we're building at Friends, just to have some more counseling skills under my belt.
Yeah, that is so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So cool. So to bring up Friends of Kids with Cancer, is there any way that you can tell us about, you know, give us a little bit of background about Friends of Kids with Cancer and how maybe it kind of got its start, if you have any history about that?
Sure. Yeah, we have a great story. We've actually been around since 1992. So I'll do the math for you on that. It's 31 years that the charity has existed. And the really fascinating part that I think is awesome is that it was started by a couple moms at Mercy, you know, moms of kids who had cancer. And they realized that, you know, there really ought to be something like this and there's not enough support. And let's just create something. So we kind of say that, you know, it was literally created over their kitchen table, late night conversations about a need that needed to be filled. And so it started out at Mercy Hospital with the toy closet. And so they would raise money to, you know, get toys to stock this closet so that when kids were there for, you know, a rough day of chemo or an oncology appointment or whatnot, they'd have a prize or a toy, you know, waiting for them at the end of their appointment. And that's how we got our start. And you notice since grown from just Mercy to also Cardinal Glennon and St. Louis Children's Hospitals. And the toy closets, you know, are still thriving. They still exist. They're still there. But it's so much more than that now. We have really grown to like kind of a three-part programming pillar situation where we have, we have our educational pillar, our emotional pillar, and our recreational pillar. So the toys, you know, would fall under the recreational. We're helping kids be kids just because they're sick and they're facing this, you know, unimaginable journey that they're on. They still are happy and want to play with toys and, you know, go to Cardinals games and go to the Muni and these kinds of things. And so we have patient and family parties that they're able to go to even when they've finished their cancer journey and they're in survivorship, or even if they're a bereaved family, like once a friend, always a friend is our mission. So our circle just keeps getting bigger and bigger and we have more and more people. It's not uncommon for us to have 600 or 700 people at, you know, our fall festival at Grant's Farm or our winter wonderland party. It's pretty cool. So that's kind of the recreational part. The emotional part, we provide funding for all three of the art therapists at each of the three treatment centers. We do also offer music therapy, both in our office and at Mercy. And something that I really think is great for the whole family is we offer two support groups a month. So on the first Wednesday of the month, we have a support group for in-treatment families or in survivorship. And then the last Wednesday of the month, we have one for bereaved families. It's a grief support group. And we have, you know, mental health facilitators that are there and they split up the adults and the kids. So, you know, the parents can come and get the support that they need and kind of meet other parents that are going through the same thing. and the kids who are going through treatment and their siblings or any bereaved siblings are worked with by two other counselors and kind of get to do their own thing and meet people that are going through the same thing. So I think that's really special. In addition to that, we also have individual counseling and family counseling that we can offer to families. And all of these things are free of charge, which I think is just really incredible. So those are some of the emotional things that we do. And then for education, we provide tutoring within the treatment centers and also in our office. And that, again, is not just for the patients, but also for the siblings, which I just think is phenomenal. We really try to include the whole family in as many things as possible. And we also offer scholarships. We gave out more than, I think, $77,000 of scholarships this past summer.
My gosh.
So we really are happy to be able to help so many kids within the St. Louis community. That's another thing I forgot to mention, I guess, about Friends too, which is that we're solely a St. Louis-based organization. So our donors can know that, like, they can rest assured that, you know, any donations or financial support that are coming in are going to stay in town and help St. Louis kids who have cancer, which I think is pretty special too. You kind of know where your contributions are going.
Yeah, I think that's great.
I think that's amazing.
I could talk about Friends all day. I'm sorry.
No, I love it. It's like the whole reason why we had you on our show. I love that it started so small, like something so simple, like stuffed animals or toys, and it's grown into something that really supports not just the child going through treatments or, you know, but also like the entire family. And it's more than just, helping them feel like, you know, a typical child, but it's also, you know, it's helping the whole family like try to feel like as typical as humanly possible, given the, you know, unthinkable circumstances that they're being put under.
We really try to be kind of, you know, the glue that like holds everything together for the families. We know it is unimaginable and it's a really devastating and trying time, you know, with a lot of ups and downs, and you don't know if your journey will be, you know, weeks or months or years or whatever, but we're there for the whole thing. And again, you know, for the whole family, which I think that's one thing that I really feel like sets us apart, just the fact that we provide so many resources for parents and siblings too, in addition to the patients that of course need it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Sam, do you have a question?
I'm just trying to take it all in. Before speaking with you, Kelly, I knew of kids, Friends of Kids with Cancer, and I had heard about it multiple times. We have some good friends who their daughter, up until recently, their daughter's like 10. She donated every single birthday gift she ever got since she was one. And I think she might still be doing it, last I heard. I don't think she ever keeps any gifts from like her friend birthday parties, and they usually are always donated. So that was like a lot of what I heard, like donating. And then I know I recently heard about like your fashion show.
Yeah.
So would you mind kind of talking about that? Cause I think, I was trying to follow along, cause I think I had a couple friends or like acquaintances that were there too. So I was like looking at their Instagram stories, like trying to follow along on how.
Sure. The fashion show was just this past week, and I have to say, Cardinal Glennon, you know, always has a couple tables there. So I had the pleasure of attending the fashion show, you know, many years ago, I guess like 2017, 18 and 19, I think, to see my patients that I worked with in music therapy, you know, kind of strutting their stuff on the runway and like, you know, being little superstars for the night. I really loved it. It was one of my first introductions to Friends of Kids, actually. And I just, you know, your heart grows like 15 sizes at that show for sure. And so this was, you know, last week was my first time kind of being on the other side of things and getting to help organize the whole thing. And it's just, I feel like it's even more amazing now. What happens is we work with the hospital partners, whether that's social work or child life or nursing or, you know, kind of whoever makes sense on the team, to identify kids to model in the show. And basically, they get to come and be celebrities for the day. We have surprises for them waiting throughout the day. It's awesome seeing their little faces. They get to model with some people that they look up to or, you know, have bonded with on their treatment team. We have, you know, doctors and nurses and nurse practitioners and social workers and child life specialists and music therapists and all sorts of people modeling with them. We had Paul Goldschmidt from the Cardinals.
Oh my
God. Yeah, some Cardinals alums, Brad Thompson, Andy Bennis, Andy Van Slyke were all there at the lunch show. And then in the evening show, we had some of the blues announcers, Joey Vitale and John Kelly. And then we had a couple of the STL City soccer players, which was a really cool surprise since they're so new. It was really neat to get them kind of tied in as well. So there's a lunch show and a dinner show, and it really is an awesome production. The kids get to do three different looks, and like I said, you know, just strut their stuff and, you know, be pampered, get their hair and makeup done, get to keep one of the outfits, and just really get to feel special and forget about cancer for a very long, very busy, very fun, exciting day.
Yeah. Oh gosh. That would have to be amazing to be like a part of.
And oh, for sure.
Trying to get that situated, like just being in the atmosphere. I'd love to be a fly on the wall during like the background of them getting ready and getting their hair and makeup done, because that has to be where like the magic happens, where they feel confident and they feel proud and everything probably shifts.
I think just seeing the difference in confidence in most of them from like the early morning dress rehearsal to the lunch show to then the dinner show was just kind of amazing, just to see the confidence grow. And, you know, certain kids that may have been a little apprehensive about it at first, just really coming out of their shell and soaking in the moment. Obviously seeing all their parents and family members and hospital caregivers is pretty special too. It's kind of, you know, I alternated between, you know, smiling ear to ear and tearing up with like happiness like the entire day. It's a pretty emotional day, but it's awesome. And it's cool to see so many people coming out in support of these kids too. The fundraiser did really well.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's great. So what are some of the other events that you guys have? I know that we had a mom come on recently, and she talked about how her son really liked Friends of Kids with Cancer, your organization, and they did a walk for him in April, the Friends of Kids with Cancer walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was, I think that was one of, I mean, he, his name was Scott, and he passed away back in 2012. So, I mean, even back then, he was a huge fan of your organization. So, just can you give us some of the other events that you have throughout the year?
Sure. So, the next fundraiser that's coming up will be in January, I believe, and that one is our trivia night. So, stay tuned for details on that. And then, following that will be Voodoo in the Loo, which is usually the Fox Theater. It is like a masquerade ball, and it's put on by our Young Friends of Kids board. And it is supposed to be a wonderful night. I'm looking forward to going for the first time this year. And then, as you mentioned, the walk comes up in the spring, and that is just a really fabulous one because it's really neat to see so many family teams that come to that and hospital partner teams and things like that. That's out at Creve Coeur Lake, and it's always a really, really fun morning. And that's another one of the ones that, you know, I would participate in before I joined the Friends team. And it's just, yeah, a special day for everybody, either celebrating people who are still there walking or honoring people who are not with us anymore, like Scott. It's special to see. And then our big golf tournament is in the end of May. And then we kind of get a little bit of a break for a minute until back to school night, which is typically at the Magic House. And that's where we we rent out the Magic House, and our patients and families get to come and, you know, just be kids and not think about cancer for the night. They get a few school supplies and things like that, and just get to see some of their friends. And it's a really fun night. And then Art from the Heart is one of our really big events that takes place in September. That is where our three art therapists each work with, I'd say, about 10 or so artists from each of the three treatment centers, and they create pieces together that are then professionally framed through our awesome gallery partners. And then we go out to Munganast Lexus in Baldwin and set up this beautiful space as like a huge art gallery situation. And it's a big cocktail party and the patients get to come and show off their art. And then you can actually buy the art, which is awesome. So that was a really special night that we just had a couple months ago. And I'm still smiling about as well. And then the fashion show is the one that we just had. It kind of comes full circle there. And then other patient and family events, you know, we just had our fall festival where we rented out Grant's Farm. We had about 650 people there. It was, people were pretty excited to have that in-person version again after, you know, a few years of drive-throughs and whatnot. And then this year we're bringing back our Winter Wonderland event in December. So that's going to be really exciting as well. Just neat to see all the families again, get to come and, you know, bond and have fun and get their mind off of everything that they're going through. We also do things just for siblings. We'll have sibling outings. We may take siblings to a Blues game or, you know, have an event at our office or different things to like make them feel special and make sure they're included as well. And then sometimes things, again, that, you know, patients and siblings can come to. And then we do a mom's outing and a dad's outing a couple times a year as well.
That's cool. I like that you guys single out each person in the family.
Yeah.
Everybody, like siblings, they have to be sometimes maybe feel overlooked because the parents are putting so much work into what's going on with the one undergoing the care.
Yeah.
So I like that you guys do that for the siblings. That's really neat.
Mm-hmm. Of course. And we're hoping to do even more of that, you know, with this new role that we have now. We have a little more bandwidth to focus on some of those like longer term projects, like more sibling programming and stuff. So that's pretty exciting thing on my plate coming up in the future, on our plate.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that is really neat. So how does, so let's say that you have a family who recently got a diagnosis for their child. How do they go about getting involved with your organization?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked because I forgot to touch on that earlier. it's all referral-based. So we're 100% referral-based. So what they would need to do would just be to talk to their social worker at the hospital would be the best place to start. Or Child Life could get them pointed in the right direction or even nursing, but somebody on the medical team within the treatment center. And then they have us on speed dial, you know, and have all of our forms that we fill out to make sure we're getting, you know, all the information that we need in order to get the right resources to the right people. And it goes from there.
That's really neat.
And we regularly meet with those various hospital partners to make sure they're up to date on, you know, all of our latest programming and that kind of stuff so that they know what's available to their families that they're working with.
That makes sense. That way everybody's getting the right information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So regarding all of your events, are there ever volunteer opportunities that anyone would have the availability or opportunity to do to be a part of Friends of Kids with Cancer?
Yes, absolutely. We could not do these huge scale events that we do in the way that we do them and have them be so successful without our volunteers. Our volunteers are amazing. And there's a lot of different ways to get involved. You can go to our website, which is www.friendsofkids.com. And there's a section on volunteering. And we definitely need volunteers for our events. And that may be anything from, you know, check-in and registration to helping with, you know, pass out food or helping set up or clean up or, you know, being on hand to answer questions or, you know, be stationed at various places throughout the event. There's so many different kinds of event volunteering that you could do. And then we also have volunteers in our office. So we really appreciate those people that help us keep our toy closet organized and, you know, help us when big toy donations come in and things like getting everything like labeled and sorted and accounted for, or delivering toys or lunches or things to the treatment centers. We use volunteers for that as well. So yeah, a lot of different ways. Whether you kind of, there's something for everybody, depending on, you know, like what your availability might look like and what you're interested in.
Okay. And then we only have a couple more questions for you. One of them is how, if someone felt, you know, maybe volunteering isn't their route that they're looking for, but maybe they'd like to donate monetarily. Can they just do that through your website?
Yep. They can also do that through our website. And then we have a development coordinator, Ava, and she is ava@friendsofkids.com. If they have specific questions about financial contributions, she is your girl. And yeah, it's awesome that we have that position that was added a couple years ago as well, because I think that's really been helpful in just those maintaining those donor relationships. So yeah, definitely always appreciative of any kind of financial contribution that anyone feels it in their heart to make.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sam, do you have any other questions?
I'm trying to think.
I feel like we've gone through this very quickly.
I know. I'm just overloaded because I'm just amazed. I was not aware of how much you guys provided to all of these families and the ones receiving care. I'm just...
For sure.
Yeah.
I hear you. Like, I didn't know about all of it either until I came onto the team. Like, I knew I had seen that a lot of my teenage patients over the years had received iPads from Friends of Kids. There's a partnership between Friends of Kids and Jake's iPad crew, where we make sure that teenagers who have been referred by their hospital partners that they feel would benefit from having an iPad that, you know, stay connected with friends and keep up with schoolwork and, you know, be a teenager and watch YouTube and TikTok and all that kind of stuff. We're able to help with that. And that was something that I'd seen, you know, over the years, as well as, of course, the toy closet. But learning about all these other things has just been very eye-opening for me as well. And
yeah.
We really do a lot of things, especially for a team of 9, which is why I said, again, like we couldn't do it without the amazing volunteer support that we have.
It's amazing to know that it's only 9 people. Because
it was only 7 until February when Jenny and I came. So they are wild to imagine.
Miracle workers, because from the events that I see you guys do and everything that you provide, you guys are working very hard.
Well, yeah, that's really kind, but like it's our honor and privilege to do it for sure. We do feel like all of us have our dream job 100%.
I love to hear that.
I think that your organization is extremely special and it touches a lot of people and it leaves an impact for a long time. So I really appreciate you coming on and talking to us today, Kelly, about Friends of Kids with Cancer. If you could share one more time where people can find you, either your website or social media, we would appreciate it.
Of course. We are on Facebook and on Instagram, but the best place to go to find out, you know, how to get involved, what events are coming up, how you could volunteer, how you could make a donation, any of those kinds of things is going to be at our website, which is www.friendsofkids.com.
Awesome. I do have one more question. It might be a two-parter. So we do have a very special question that we usually end with. And I kind of have a two-parter. So one, what would you say to anybody listening who has maybe thought about volunteering but hasn't? What would you say to them to kind of give them that nudge?
Ooh, that's a good question. Give me just a second. I guess I think what would be a good nudge would be to just be ready to have your heart opened and your life changed, you know, after meeting these families and these kids and just seeing the bravery and the resilience and, you know, that they're still kids and things. It's really hard not to fall in love with the work that we do and seeing the impact that it makes. And I think if you were to give that a try once, you would be, you know, we would suck you in as a long time volunteer. we have a lot of people who have been doing this for a really long time because it's just, it's so special. And I think it really is just such a very unique charity that I don't know that there's anybody that's doing exactly what we're doing, and especially keeping it local like this too.
Oh, that's a good answer. And then the, I guess the two-parter, hopefully I'm going to say this how I want to say it. So if you could reach any parents or children or family members that maybe aren't a member of Friends of Kids with Cancer yet, or and kind of wanting them to get a part of it so that what they can benefit from, what would you say on like why you would want them a part of, I guess, your family of Friends with Kids with Cancer?
Yeah, that's a great question too. I think definitely this is, I think, probably, you know, related more to the parents or the more like young adult type patients, but just to not be afraid to ask for help. You know, I know that I'm definitely like this. I know many of us are just kind of pride ourselves on like, you know, I can do everything myself. I'm independent. I got this. I don't want to, you know, make a big deal about anything and I'll get it figured out, you know, all these things. But like, let us help you. You know, we have so many resources to kind of ease some of these burdens that you might have throughout this. Like, unfortunately, you know, we don't have a cure for cancer yet. That would be the most amazing thing that we could offer, of course. But like, you know, barring that, if you do find yourself in this situation, we are really here to help. And we're here to help the parents. We're here to help the kids who have cancer themselves or blood diseases too. And we're here to help the siblings because we know that, you know, that a lot of the focus is on the child who has cancer, as it should be. But the whole family's going through this. It's hard for everybody. You know, the siblings are, you know, maybe getting shuffled around to grandma and grandpa or the neighbors or other relatives or, you know, older kids taking care of younger ones, things like that. They're also worried about their brother or sister, and they're missing their parents, and they're missing, you know, having the family under one roof, or, you know, having to get woken up in the middle of the night and dropped off at the neighbors because, you know, their sister has a fever. Something like that, you know, like the siblings are really going through it. And the parents are really going through it too. Like, I can't imagine. I always am amazed by the families that we work with, especially that even the ones that live close by and have one kid. But when I think of the families that, you know, it's really a hardship to come from, you know, a couple hours away and have other kids at home and trying to keep your job as your medical bills are mounting, and it's just a lot of stress. So it's okay to need help. It's okay to need support. We'd love to have you at support group. We'd love to hook you up with counseling or music therapy or art therapy or any of those things, whatever would be helpful. So yeah, parents and families out there, if you're listening, just please don't be shy about talking this through with your social worker or hospital partner on your care team. And we'll find the best ways to help you. We want to. That's what we're here for.
Thank you so much, Kelly. I have absolutely loved listening to you during
me
this
too.
Time. Mm-hmm. And you providing all of this information and education for us and for our listeners, especially yeah. our local listeners too, because obviously this can benefit our community. So we really, really appreciate you.
Well, we really, really appreciate you wanting to talk to us about this and being curious about what we do and helping us spread the word, because we're pretty excited about what we do. And, you know, the more people that we can bring into our circle that need us, the better. Whether that's, you know, patients and families or, like you said, you know, volunteers potentially or other ways to get involved with us.
Absolutely. Well, Kelly, thanks again for coming on tonight. And for those of you who have listened, make sure that you guys check them out at their website, www.friendsofkids.com, and check them out on Facebook and Instagram. Go to an event. Go see what's going on.
Go to an event.
Yeah. Go see what's going on. Go help them out. It'll make you feel empowered, make you feel good about helping other people. It always feels good to help people. So
it does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Mother of All Podcasts. Our podcast is recorded and edited by Sam and Taylor using Spotify for Podcasters. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe to our show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And if you really liked us, you can find us online for more information at www.motherofallpodcast.com or on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And we will see you next week.